It has been a while, Gillespie County, but we are back with the Standard Sports Talk podcast for the first time in I don't know how long. I guess the last podcast I did was chatting with the basketball girls before they went and played in the playoffs with Avery Krause and Annabelle Ariza. We're going to talk about those girls eventually, but I'm here with a very special person today, someone I've gotten to know pretty well over the past year, and my life has changed a lot. Her life has changed a lot. I'm here with Fredericksburg ISD Athletic Director Wendy Dietrich.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I'm sure it's been a... Thank you for fitting me into your schedule. I know it's been a busy time for you lately.
It's been a tad busy, but it's been a good busy.
Absolutely. And for those of you, I'm sure everybody listening to this knows who you are, but just to kind of fill everybody in that might not be, you were the principal at the primary school prior to this. You've coached in your career, but you are now the athletic director of Fredericksburg ISD after what has been a crazy year. And this is the first episode of a series I'm going to do with all the athletic directors here in Gillespie County. I'm going to talk to yourself. I'm going to talk to Chad Zinner and, of course, Tim Shipman. I think he'd be mad if I left him out. So, It's a fun time for y'all. You're kind of starting to send off all those seniors. What's life been like for you as of late?
I came in late January and started with realignment and bad weather. And so we got all that handled. And then all of a sudden it was basketball playoffs and just multiple sports going on at the same time. So to say it's been crazy is probably an understatement, but it's been a very good crazy in the sense that, as I've told people when they ask how the job is going, I've been super busy, but being busy means that great things are happening here at FHS. And so it's been a great start.
Absolutely. And a great start for you to really, you kind of joined in middle of the way through what's been an insane year. I got here this year and then the Billy said, hold on tight because we're going for a ride. It seems like every sport. I'm going to the Alamo. I've been to the Alamo Dome 3 times since I got this job.
It is. It has definitely been a fun ride, no doubt. I mean, I came in, like I said, in January, and I was part of basketball, soccer, softball, baseball, track, golf. I mean, every week there was something exciting going on, weekends. It wasn't until recently that I think last week that I didn't have some sporting event on my calendar. So it's been good. And you know, because you've been out there covering us no matter where we've been, and we greatly appreciate that. So it's been good. Kids have competed well. Coaches have coached them up and couldn't ask for anything more. They've represented us with pride, and that's what we want.
Absolutely. And, you know, you did just join as the AD a couple months ago, but you're no stranger to Fredericksburg Athletics. Y'all been here a while. Your husband coached here, and, you've had a kid come through the program. You know, how special is it for you? And we talked about it a little bit when you got the job. But how special is it for you to now be directly involved in Fredericksburg Athletics?
I think this is – it's definitely bittersweet. I mean, I loved – my two administrative roles in the district, and now, like you said, having had my own child come through the system and Derek coaching, and now it's just kind of come full circle in the sense that I've gotten back to my roots of coaching as well, and being able to take the administrative side of my background back into the coaching world and be able to support coaches and take things off their plate, because everyone knows teachers and coaches are extremely busy. There's a million plates that they're juggling, and I think this is just my way to give back and be able to support them.
Absolutely. And you know, that's kind of something you mentioned, the administrative side, to just kind of give people a general idea, because I'm sure there was a lot of I wonder what she's going to be doing exactly taking over, because I mean, for a long time, obviously you had Lance Moffitt here doing both AD, head football mm-hmm. coach, and that's kind of been the way the position has been for years and years and years. So you know, what does your kind of daily week look like as the administrative side of the athletic director position?
Typically, how it's kind of been right now is just on the backside of being able to support coaches, maybe with their scheduling, securing playoff locations, helping with travel, securing hotels when we needed to travel, those kind of things, the things that may be a little more daunting it, for the coach, some of them like to take care of that. Some of them are like, can you help me with this and that? And absolutely, we want to be able to do that. One of the, I guess, the biggest things that have been on my plate is obviously the budget, being able to look through the budget. I'm blessed with Christy Moore, who is amazing as a secretary or administrative assistant here in the athletic office. She's been here a long time, and that's a blessing for me to be able to walk in, because when I have questions, she's typically able to answer them. And so that is kind of where we are now, just moving, wrapping up the school year and looking at the summer and moving forward. It will be some of the planning, you know, coaches have taken care of their schedules and things like that, but it's just making sure that they have the support, whether it be what they need, helping them get the items that they need, helping them get the transportation they need. You know, they're used to taking care of that. You know, Coach Moffitt was in both roles, and he and I have talked about that many times. I've said, I don't know that I could do this. I was a volleyball coach, and I don't know that I could do this and be 100% focused on all sports. And so this just allows me to be able to focus on all programs and support them and the needs that they need.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's interesting because a lot of schools are kind of going that way where
they're splitting
up the position. And you know, maybe it could be, and there's got to be a reason behind that. Maybe it's to the benefit of the football program, of all the programs. You have someone that handles that, but you sure have had to handle a lot. I mean, it seems like every single sport is going rounds deep, and they're playing far, and you know, and in the middle of that, you and I talked about this when you first got hired. You've been jumping back and forth, still going back to the primary school. I know they just recently hired a principal there. So, how has that been for you, kind of balancing both of those?
The transition has been, it's been good. It's been difficult at times, but I was blessed to have a good staff at the primary school. And so they didn't always see my face per se, but they heard my voice. Somebody in the office did. I tried to make weekly visits, but when things were super busy on the athletic world, I was constantly on the phone with them, and kudos to them. They're amazing. The staff there has been amazing. The support team, everyone, kudos to them for what they've been able to do when I was able to make the transition over here. And you're right, just going back to a lot of schools are, it seems like they are transitioning to this model. And I think that just comes back down to all the things that teachers and coaches have on their plate, and being able to truly focus on the task at hand.
Absolutely. You know, let's talk about Billy's Athletics, and the big reason I wanted to do this series was to kind of wrap up the year, and what a year it has been. You know, I came in June, and it has been a roller coaster ever since. I mean, I mentioned we've been to the Alamo Dome for football. I went there for band. We went back for basketball. It seems like every single sport. Volleyball had a great playoff run. I mean, obviously, football had a great run. Basketball kept us busy. The girls obviously were going as far as they did with a young core that's going to be back. I mean,
yes, that's exciting.
It's just, what have been some of your highlights from just getting involved with Fredericksburg Athletics and the crazy year that it's been?
I think for me, one of the biggest things for me has been able to, I've been here for 14 years, and being able to see kids that I was part of their early career in elementary schools, being able to see them now on the court and excelling in something that they love, their passion, whether it be volleyball, whether it be basketball, track, whatever. I think that's been extremely fun for me to be able to reconnect with those kids. It's funny to watch them walk down the hall and they'll kind of do a double take and go, oh, that's Miss Dietrich. Good morning. You know, so that's been fun. You know, like you said, we've got some young kids and young teams, and the future's bright here at FHS. I said early on, my job was not to come in here and recreate the wheel. My job, I feel like, is to be able to support and keep us headed in the right direction, because great things are happening. Programs are happening. I mean, I can't tell you how many trips I've made to Kingsville. I know you've made trips to Kingsville.
Yeah, by the way, I have a bone to pick. Why the heck are we doing our region way out there? We did the girls' basketball tournament. All four teams are Hill Country teams, and here we are all loading buses and driving across the state.
As I chuckle about that, I mean, that conversation has come up numerous times. I think you're right. I think regionals for the girls, I think we could have probably had that in Medina Valley or Hondo and all been well, you know.
I think so too.
That comes from higher above, and I think it's just finding a location that is willing to host it. And, you know, it, in my mind, if I had, you know, if it were my, I guess, tournament to run, I would look at maybe rotating it. And I don't know. And that's probably been talked about. I've been out of the athletic side of things for a while as far as that's concerned. So just getting back in and having those conversations and finding out why is it still there. You know, yeah. I'm not opposed to going to Kingsville, but when everything's in Kingsville. No, absolutely not.
Gorgeous stadium. I'd never been to that football stadium before, and they were great hosts for the regional track meet. And it's just a drive. I mean, my truck is paying for it.
It's a 3+ hour trip, and you know, like you said, we happen to be one of the furthest ones headed that direction. And when we've had the success that we've had, we're paying for it. We've made that trip. And again, it's a blessing in disguise because we were at that point. And so we'll take that. But I think those are some of the highlights, and obviously making it to the state track meet and looking at those girls run and our boys that have made it. I mean, they just great things happening here.
There's so many fun storylines, and we could talk for hours about it. I know you don't have hours, but you know, I think one of my favorite moments from the year, we mentioned Kingsville, that Bernie game. You know, the two Hill Country, they're 20 minutes from each other driving across the state to play each other. But it's back to my previous beef. But, you know, that ending is just one of the craziest things I've ever gotten to cover and witness in person. And we had a video of it.
That group
is just so special.
That rivalry is huge. And to be in that setting, it was amazing. And it was our turn, and so to watch how that all played itself out and to have been there to watch it was just, I think that was that once in a lifetime ending, and it was perfect for us. And you know, Bernie played well, and our girls showed grit and determination and all that hard work that they've put in throughout the year and years, I should say, paid off. And so that's what competing's about, and being able to compete when it was time.
Absolutely. And, you know, last I checked the Lone Star Cup standings, Fredericksburg was tied for fourth. And, you know, when you kind of get that high in those rankings, it says a lot about what your program has accomplished. You know, when you see that Fredericksburg is that high in that Lone Star Cup, and I know when I used to talk to Lance Moffitt, he put a lot of weight in the Lone Star Cup. You know, when you get that high, what does that mean to y'all?
That it's huge. You know, those results were as of March, and they just put out a new set, and we did drop to number 9. But when you look at the Lone Star Cup and the top 10, three teams from our district are in the top 10. Mm-hmm. That to me says we are in a tough district, and we are working hard. I don't think anybody would say any different. I mean, you're looking at Argyle being number 1. They're moving to 5A next year. And so, I mean, to be in the top 10 says something in itself. And, you know, obviously we would love to be higher in the rankings, but being in the top 10 is big. And our kids across the board, because to those who aren't really familiar with Lone Star Cup, it's not just athletics. It's mm-hmm. our academic side of things. It's band. It's multiple things that play into it that are UIL events. And so our kids are across the board doing a great job of representing FISD.
It's graduation week, and you know, I got to yes, know these seniors pretty well. You know, I wrote a column when I was in Snyder about my first senior class, because you get there and the first class I ever covered, I mean, I can Jaden Samaniego, Natalie James, Tia Folly Leonard, just kids that you never forget and mm-hmm. you keep following. I mean, some of those kids that I covered, I still keep up with today. And I mean, T's playing at Middle Tennessee State, lighting the world on fire. Seems like he's on SportsCenter every other week. And I got to meet some really special kids in this year's class. And just to name a few, I mean, Cole Immel, Avery Krause, Annabella Reza, Olivia Finley. I mean, Cade Yinsky, and there's so many. I mean, how many seniors, 24 seniors on the football team alone? What a special group this has been.
They, you know, coming in, like I said, midway through, just getting to know that group of kids, they are amazing, and their leadership skills have been tremendous. I mean, I think there are many eyes looking towards them to see what they did and how they led these teams to be so successful, because our young kids are talking about them and how we have big shoes to fill. And so it's going to be some work, but I think we're ready for the challenge.
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of talking about the future, we mentioned a little bit earlier about how the basketball team for the girls is so young, and even the boys team had a lot of younger mm-hmm. kids. And obviously the football team is going to look a lot different next year because they're losing so many seniors. But how excited are you? I mean, here we are at the end of the year. You're going to have a whole summer to get ready for next year. And hopefully I'll ask you about this here at the end, but how excited are you for the future of Elite Athletics?
The summer's going to be super busy, just trying to every day I come in and find out something new that I need to do. And so it's ongoing, and I expect the summer to be nothing less than that. And so just looking ahead to the future of Billy Athletics, I mean, like I said before, I think we are trending upward, and I expect nothing less than that. I mean, I'm super excited to see what our younger classmen can do and how they are able to step up and fill those shoes of those kiddos that are leaving. And, you know, we wish our seniors the best of luck as they move on to their next adventure, wherever that may be. And, you know, we just thank them for their years of service, because they have put in their time, their hard work, and to make the programs what they are today.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's talk about the summer. What are going to be some of the things that's going to keep you busy for the next 3 months?
I've got a couple conferences that I will be going to, and that just allows me a little bit of time to network with other athletic directors in the state, just trying to figure out what my role is. Again, you don't know what you don't know until it's put in front of you. And so it's kind of been step by step. I've been super blessed with athletic directors around our area who have definitely reached out and been very supportive. And so I'm very thankful for that. But that we have summer speed and strength going on. There's multiple camps going on, girls and boys coaching school. So there's a lot going on. But I'll tell you one thing that we will be doing, we're still in the hiring process. And so we have a couple of positions to fill still, and we're working hard to get people here to Fredericksburg. And so, you know, if you know somebody who's looking for a coaching job, we've got some available, and we're still looking for a couple middle school coaches, and we're looking for football coaches here at the high school. We've got a girls soccer position, a swimming position. So we've still got our work ahead of us. And so just working with the FHS and FMS administrators to get those jobs filled is key.
And you kind of mentioned coaching, and I did want to ask you about this. And it's kind of interesting, because a lot of times when you have turnover like we did here at Fredericksburg mm-hmm. ISD, you lose a lot of coaches and you lose a lot of staff. But I think hiring Bill Wilder, at least for the football staff, helped kind of keep that staff in place. How much turnover y'all having in the coaching staff?
On the coaching side, there's on the football side, like you said, Coach Wilder brings the continuity to that. We are losing.
And I do think he's going to do a great job, by the way. I enjoy Bill heavily.
Yes. Yes. He's going to do an amazing job. You know, this isn't his first rodeo either. And
no,
so
not even sort of.
he's going to do amazing things with these kids. And so we are losing a couple of coaches. We were currently looking for three positions just due to movement, just in general. Family moves, just needing to further careers, things like that. And so I think those were hard decisions for those guys to make. Mm-hmm. Right now, the girls coaching side at the high school is pretty steady. Not a lot of movement there. Like I said, we have coaches that drive to Fredericksburg from Burney and Kerrville, and those mm-hmm. things are hard, and especially in today's times. And so they're having to make some tough decisions on what's good, what's best for them and their families. And I think that's part of my job, is to be able to support them. I don't want to lose them. None of us want to lose them, but we have to understand what's going on for them day in and day out, because it's a grind. Coaching, you know, those coaches get here before our kids and they leave after our kids. And it's a grind day in and day out. And so, you know, they have to do what's best for them.
Absolutely.
And their family. So we wish them well as they move on. But again, it's kind of one of those, again, a bittersweet moment where you're like, I don't want you to leave, but I get it.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, it's been a pleasure. I always enjoy chatting with you. And, you know, I think I'm really excited to see what happens in the future. And you know, it just got such a young group of kids that I'm enjoying getting to know kids like Taylor Grona. And mm-hmm. I hate to call them kids because they're turning into young adults.
I know. But I still call them kids because, like I said, it was early on. So they're kids to me, but they are young adults.
You know, it's funny because I mentioned my first class of seniors. When I was covering them, I was 23. I wasn't that far off. I'm getting to where I'm a little far off, unfortunately.
Well, that happens. happens, no doubt. But I'm with you. I'm excited about what next school year looks like, what the seasons look like, and just to see the great things that we can accomplish.
Absolutely. Well, Wendy Dietrich, everybody, thank you for chatting with me. I'll be back next week with Harper Athletic Director and Head Football Coach Chad Zinner. He's a familiar one here on the show. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will see y'all next week.